Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bring in a former Cavalier, current Oklahoma City Thunder television analyst. He is a former Cavalier. You may remember him and love him from his days here from the 94 to 96 seasons with the Cavaliers. He is Michael Cage, and right now he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Michael, welcome home. Welcome back to Cleveland. At least it's on the radio, at least.
There you go.
How are you?
Yeah, no, man, absolutely. I'm excited, too, because even before I became a Cav, I used to spend summers there when I was a kid over in Shaker Heights. I had family over there, so my connection goes back even a little deeper with the Cleveland area.
I did not know that. You could have went to Shaker Heights. Why did you stay here? You could have been. It would have been great. You would have been LeBron before LeBron. Come on.
Well, I would have probably opened the door, and he would have just built a house.
Fair enough.
But before we get to the finals, I've got two things. I don't know if you know this. For years, when you walked in the main entrance at the arena that you played in, it was Gund Arena. You were there the first year it opened. But after you were gone, they had a mural above the desk at the front of the building. When you walked in and there was a main desk there, yeah. You know, you walk in, you know, hi, who are you here to see? And it had different acts and things that had gone on in the arena. And it was a painting. And the Cavalier was you. And you were right in the middle of it. And, you know, of course, your muscles are ripped. You're dominating the picture. And every time I walked in, I went, yep, there's Michael again. So there you go.
Come on, man. I should have. Why didn't somebody tell me about that?
I don't know.
Man?
You were right next to the circus guys, though. There were lions and things. There were hockey players. But right in the middle, Michael Cage, right there.
Oh, that's pretty cool, man. Even if it's, what, 20, 25 years later, I'm still excited about it.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, actually. Congratulations on being the color analyst for a team that just dominated everybody in the Western Conference and had the best record in the NBA this year. How did Sam Presti pull this off quickly? I mean, this was a team that had Kevin Durant, James Harden, Russell Westbrook not too long ago, and now you've built another great team in Oklahoma City in what feels like, Michael, not too long of a period of time with young guys.
Well, I think, first of all, that's a great question. But Sam Presti is a wizard, man, especially when it comes to seeing talent, drafting talent, and just playing a long game. You know, I know a lot of times, you know, teams want to win now. Everybody can't win now. Sometimes you just have to go back to the fundamentals, you know, makes really smart trades, build through the draft, you know, get some draft capital, you know, which the Thunder have built up, and they still have a little bit of draft capital left. And I know you've probably heard about that over the last 4 or 5 seasons, how much draft picks they've had. And he's utilized them really well. And, you know, I'll take the, you know, you got to, you know, being a former ball player, I know that fans don't like to, you know, go through the rebuild year or reload, whatever you want to call it. You know, it's a process that works. It's a process that creates stability down the road, sustainability. And I think that's what was the vision by Sam Presti. And, you know, I've been here the whole time. I was here when Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook was here. I'm finishing up my 11th season with the Thunder. And I've seen this man, you know, at ground zero. I'm saying, okay, I see how this dude works, you know. You know, I see how he drafts, you know, and pulling players and being able to make, you know, really smart moves. Sometimes you can play checkers in this game. You know how it goes. You know, you make a trade and it works out. Sometimes it doesn't work out. Okay, that's checkers. Other times you got to play the game like chess. And that's what he's been a master at. And that's what the Thunder have benefited from, is making moves years ago that are paying off right now, you know, where you see the Chet Holmgren, you see the, you know, J-Dubs, you see the SGA, you know, you see the Lou Dortz, you see the Isaiah Hartenstein. All these guys, you know, were visionaries for this team and the coaching staff working with these guys, developing them. And then despite, you know, them, you know, still being the youngest team in the NBA to last year's team ever in the NBA, it's really, you know, come to fruition for him. And did we ever think it would come together quite like this? At some point in time down the road, like it did with Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook. But when you have the kind of year that they had and the players, how they were built into the system, and Mark Daigneault, head coach, has done an excellent job of just moving the pieces around the chessboard throughout the last couple of seasons. So, you know, it's really an excitement here, you know, in Oklahoma City. Game one tonight, everybody's excited because they went through that whole process, to answer your question, of, you know, we took it under the chin, man, 3-4 years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were losing by 30, 40, 50 points.
And, Michael, let me scare everybody. If my math is correct, in the next five drafts, the Thunder still have 10 first-round draft choices and 14 seconds. That's in the next five drafts. That's scary.
And that's already with the acquisition of players like Chet Holmgren, the second pick in the draft. J-Dub, he was the 12th pick in the draft. You know, trading some asset pieces, the Paul George trade for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You know, it's really created this kind of stability, and that's something to look forward to when you already, you know, have put yourself in the position where they are currently right now. So I didn't realize there was that much draft capital left.
Man, yeah, that's according to the little math I just did, 10 first-rounders in the next five drafts. Wow, that's impressive.
Man,
What's the feeling like there right now? And there's got to be a level of confidence, although I'm going to tell you from the Cleveland perspective, don't get too confident against Indiana, because just when you think, oh, we got this in the bag before you walk into the series, you're like, what just happened? And that, you know, that's the way Indiana's been playing. So your thoughts on the Thunder rolling into the series, and then you know, just the what's the city like? That's the other question, because I get excited for towns like Oklahoma City and for Indianapolis, just because, yeah, and you get it. You know what it's like to play in Cleveland. That's kind of the same as here.
Small market cities. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
First of all, you know, this has been more or less a marathon than a sprint for this team. This is a young ball club. They're not afraid of the moment. The things that they've done this year, the 68 wins, getting through a gauntlet of a schedule while, you know, saying that, you know, you're young and you may or may not be ready. Getting through the Western Conference, man, it was a grind, you know, to get through Memphis, to get through, you know, three-time MVP, you know, Jokic. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a terrific player, you know, along with Jamal Murray. The team matured. They grew up. That was a different series than the Memphis series. And then, you know, facing the team that was in the Western Conference Finals a season ago, the Minnesota Timberwolves and, you know, Anthony Edwards, you know, the whole talent level to that team, you know, Naz Reid, Rudy Gobert, Julius Randle, it really, you know, tested this team's what I would call moral fiber, where you could fall apart or you could fall together. And I saw them lock arms in all three series. I saw them grow up, mature, and understand how to close out a game seven. They had never played in a game seven like they did in the second round of the playoffs against, you know, a well, you know, experienced team as Denver was. It still stuck to what got them here. Didn't get pulled apart or picked apart by the moment. Lost some tough games and stuck with it. Did the same things they were doing in the regular season that got them to where they are today. And obviously facing, you know, a very formidable opponent in the Pacers. We've been watching, you know, both sides of the playoffs, and certainly, you know, they are a team to be well respected. And, you know, when you get to this level, man, you never take anything for granted because nothing is given. Everything is earned. And that's how they kind of approach this, you know, like, a, you know, like wearing your hard hat every day, lunch pail in your hand, roll up your sleeve, play hard, physical defense, get out in transition and do those types of things that got you here. And you know, facing, you know, a team like Rick Carlisle, who's been around, he's a smart coach. He knows this team. He knows what they're capable of. And I think it's going to be a great series. And we love the fact that it starts right here tonight in Oklahoma City.
Michael Cage joining us, former Cavalier and currently the Oklahoma City color analyst on their television broadcast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Podcast. You've had a front row seat to watch Shai Gilgeous-Alexander go from an intriguing young player who ended up in Oklahoma City when he was 21 after that year with the Clippers to becoming the league MVP. How's that happen, Michael?
Well, I think it's, you know, he's really been a very humble kid. And I've watched him, you know, because he's what, his first year was in Los Angeles with the Clippers. We got him his second year. He was really raw, hungry, motivated, team player, plays both sides of the ball. And he put in that work. He wasn't as polished as you see now when you, you know, because, man, you know, it's hard getting an MVP. You know, it's just a difficult thing to get within itself. And, but I thought he earned that. And he was in the running for it, you know, between him and Jokic, you know, last year. And so he's not afraid to say, hey, look, you know what? If it comes, if it happens, it happens. I get the accolades, I do, but I just want to win. And I've been with around this kid for the last 5 years, and I've watched him mature, not only, you know, as a basketball player, but as a father, a community leader, a team leader, where when he first got here, he was kind of with Chris Paul. Chris Paul was doing all the talking and showing and you know, mentoring. And now I look 5 seasons later, he's doing the same thing. And he's putting up some massive numbers. Very unique player. He's an old school player that could play in the 90s. You know, even though he's a modern player, because he's not afraid to get in that mid-range and score baskets and get in the paint, take the contact. Whereas the league is driven by the three-point shot or the D2. He's kind of found that middle ground where a lot of teams say, we're not going to really build our offense to take those shots. And, man, he is killing it there. And that's really a big reason as to why not only was he an MVP player and won it this year, but he led the league in scoring.
Michael, let me ask you this one. The Thunder win the NBA Finals if blank. What do they need to do?
Just be who you are. Remember what got you here. You were a good defensive team all season. You had one of the top defensive ratings in the league. You had one of the top offensive ratings in the league. You were the number one free throw shooting team in the league. You were the number one driving team to the basket, you know, to create and exploit and break down defenses. You were the number one fast break defensive team just remember who you are and what got you. I always say this a lot of time on the air. You got to go home with the girl you took to the dance. Hmm.
Jeff?
Yes, you do. Those are words to live by, actually. Yes, I think it fits a lot of things. Chet Holmgren was worth the wait, Michael, sitting out that first year with the injury. You were a dynamic big man in the NBA. How good could Chet end up being? Because he's still so he's just barely scratching the surface, I think.
I think it's respectful, you know, to say that he's still pretty raw, but he's also so good. You know, some of the things he does, I go, man, that's a move that very few guys can do in the league. He's 7'1", can bring the ball up the floor, can drive the basketball, can shoot the three, and he's the best rim protector. You know, he's really, you know, and he's still growing into his body. I mean, he's only 21 years old. We drafted him when he was 19. You're right. He missed his entire rookie season with that Jones fracture, you know, and so he got a chance to approach the game from a cerebral approach. You know, what is NBA like? How do you score on these guys? You know, what do coaches try to do to take players away from their strength? How do you become a good pro in this league? And as he grew along with the maturity of this team, I think that, man, the sky's the limit for this guy, man, because we haven't seen a 7'1" guy like that likes to handle the basketball, can pass, can throw lobs to an Isaiah Hartenstein. And when you have those two big 7-footers on the floor, that poses a problem. You can also play small ball with him in the game. So he's one of those kids, man. He's a good kid, good from a good family, willing to talk, listen, always humble. You know, talking about his teammates a lot of times. A lot of times you see those post-game interviews. Those things are authentic, man. And he's always right in the middle, wanting to be a part of it, even if he's not the main, you know, focus of that particular post-game interview. You know, and he's willing to put in the work, man. I just watch him. I watch him how hard he's working in practice, you know, how he's getting better, how he's gotten better since his rookie year. Keep in mind, he missed 39 games this year with that hip injury. And he came back, was behind, had lost his conditioning, lost his touch, worked his tail off to get it back and get himself into basketball shape, into Thunder basketball shape, because we do a lot of things defensively and offensively. And man, what you're seeing now is just scratching the surface to mirror what you just said. He is just scratching the surface of just how good of an NBA player he can be one day in this league.
Former Cavalier Michael Cage joining us, and he's the color analyst on the Oklahoma City Thunder television broadcast. Michael, the NBA today, you know, the load management term seems to be, I won't say fading, we just don't hear it very much, maybe just because it's now an accepted part of the game. In your 14 NBA seasons, I'm not going to count the last one when you came out of retirement. In your 14 seasons, you missed 28 games, and you played every game for 8 straight seasons. Hmm. How did you do that, and could guys do that today?
Ooh, good question. I think, for me, I just realized my body is my weapon. And if I don't take care of it, you know, I'm not going to be able to get out there and perform at the level that's expected from me at the pro level. And this transcends all levels, I think, college and high school players. So listen up, too. You know, you got to take care of your body, because it doesn't matter how talented you are. If you're not healthy, you're not helping your team at any level. So I started really kind of focusing on that in the late 80s and 90s through, you know, they called me the juice man. I was a big juicer, and it was my way of getting vitamins and stuff in my body naturally. I'm really into organic stuff. I'm not a granola head. You know, I do eat meat, you know, and I have my dessert, man. When I see a good looking piece of cake, I'm going to have some cake. So don't think I'm this like angel. I'm not. But, you know, when I was playing, I understood that window was only open for so long. And if my body wasn't, I mastered wanting to stay healthy for every single game. And I took a lot of pride in that, me and players along in my generation, AC Green. You got to look up this guy, Randy Smith, before us. We were all chasing Randy Smith. in terms of, you know, consecutive games and stuff like that. And when I look at players like Mikal Bridges, who has played in all of his entire, you know, I watch this guy.
It's like junior high, isn't it, Michael?
Yeah. Does it go back that far?
It goes way back, yeah. It's prior to the NBA.
I admire that, man. I admire that because I know, you know, it's hard, man. You can, it's so easy to twist your ankle. It's so easy to pull a muscle, strain something or whatever. But I always prided myself, man, on, look, you know what? I'm going to make myself as strong as possible because I know it's a grind. And you know how I was in the 90s, man. We beat each other up, man. It was a big beat down. That's just how the game was. And I knew my body had to be able to withstand that. And I wasn't going to be able to just keep taking it. I'm going to dish it out, too.
Michael, we got to run here. Do you need a shout out to anybody in Shaker for those days when you were young?
You know what? No, man. You know, just the Kennys, man. That's my family out there. Yeah. You know, Keith Kenny, Donald Kenny, Tammy Kenny. Love you guys. You know, I was really happy for the Cavs when they won it in 2016 because, you know, obviously once a Cav, always a Cav. So, you know, we're a small market team. We got two small market teams playing for it. This is great for the NBA. I'm excited, and I'm looking forward to watching that game one tonight here at Paycom Center in Oklahoma City.
We are, too. All right, well, Michael, anytime you feel like coming back home here to Cleveland, you've got a place with us for sure if you ever want to talk with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, you're welcome, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Michael Cage, former Cavalier.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.